Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Well, I'd like to get that started here by Wednesday. Okay. That sounds good. Yeah. All righty. Well, hey, we got a meeting starting here in a minute. Thanks, bud. Appreciate it.
Back there yawning. This weather. All right, are you ready? Are we on?
We can start early.
8:59. I'll go ahead and call this March 2nd, 2020 regular session meeting to order. Kim, would you call the roll, please?
Commissioner Creech?
Yeah, here.
Commissioner Day?
Here.
Commissioner Robertson?
Here. All rise for the Pledge of Allegiance, followed by prayer.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for another day to serve you and another day to serve the people of this county. Lord, I just thank you for all the blessings that you've given us as people in the county and in the state and in our country. Lord, I just ask that you be with us as we make decisions on behalf of the people we represent. Lord, I just ask that you put a hedge of protection around our first responders and all of us, all of the people that keep us safe and protect our property. And I just continue to thank you for all you do. In Jesus' name, amen. Today on our agenda, we have public comments, approval minutes, financial considerations, correspondence and reports, bid recommendation and award, agreements and contracts, travel requests, approval of vouchers. At 9 o'clock, we have Eric Merritt to discuss Sewer District 6. Are there any additional items, Kim?
None.
All right. At this time, we will open the floor for public comments.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Jerry Wick. I live at 227 Modesto Drive, West Valley. I want to continue the discussion. I'm a little concerned on the timeline here where you mentioned before the commissioner was blindsided about, was it the order of findings that you come in you had no idea was coming, or was it the feasibility study?
Findings and orders.
No, findings and orders.
January 17, 2015. But that's the date the Purple County Commissioners received Ohio EPA findings and orders.
Oh, that's the second. That's the second.
Okay, well, I'm trying to get the timeline down, you know, because
the first one was in 14.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you know what date that was? 2014?
I don't remember when.
Because I'm trying to do some public records requests. Yeah, I wanna get the dates next. So is that the order of findings you saw in 2014?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, well, I'll get some information on that. But I wanted to address, I mentioned it briefly last time I was here, but on February 10th, 2020, 2020, I filed a complaint about the catch basin out here that's actually on D&D property that sits adjacent next to the trailer park with my guesstimation there's 20-25 gallons a minute of whatever's coming through there, the stench would take the breath. And I filed a complaint, and I received this back from the Public County Department of Health, and they went out on February 11th, supposedly the next day, reconducted an on-site inspection regarding this place. We observed water water or waters of the state, so we are not able to determine the makeup of the contents found flowing below the sewer grate. Well, that's convenient. Okay, additionally, your complaint alleges that the health department is allowing homeowners to use the ditches as open sewers. Affirmative. Our office does not issue permits for the construction of residential septic systems that would create public health nuisance. Since this issue potentially involves waters of the state and or a county tile, it would be referred to both to the Ohio Environmental Protection Agency and the Public County Engineer's Office. But that being said, I can take you out of my property and show you where the Public County Health Department issued a permit that allows my neighbor to dump sewage on my property. And then Kyle Cross called me and said, quote, "What the hell are they talking about?" Now this is our health department. This is our health department. So that leads into my next question. Now, have you had them in for the meeting you said we gotta get in here to talk about?
We have not done that yet.
Could you
move the microphone just up a little bit? There you go.
All right. So, are we going to put a panel together or something to come up with a plan to solve these sewage problems if the Sewer District 6 plan, I don't know what term to use, bid, estimate, estimation, if that comes in too high and exceeds the feasibility study ratio formula, whatever they use, I strongly urge commissioners to have a plan in place to fix this problem. Because the Ohio Department of Health, the Ohio EPA, the Department of Commerce are not going to fix this problem. Yeah. Case in point, Register Herald, February 22nd, 2020. Ohio Department of Health, seniors, advising seniors about their health, wash your hands. You got a festering cesspool of hepatitis out there, but their advice is wash your hands.
Right.
You know, get your prostate checked, whatever.
Right.
And I have personally contacted 3 people at the Ohio Department of Health. And then, you know, reference the threat of a $16 million fine.
Mm-hmm.
Public records request, Mr. Esterline, at that trailer park, one of 4 he owns, has never been threatened with a fine. Now, he's been threatened with ordinances and state, blah, 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 but never X amount of dollars per day, nothing. So, that leads into my statement that I've said before. If you go to the Ohio EPA, they won't find that guy, won't shut him down, and you're afraid of them threatening you with a $16 million fine? I mean, that'd be like a bug on your seat. Just flick that off. You see my point?
Yes. As to creating a plan, I mean, we will have to do something as far as, you know, we'll have to do something to create a plan. I think it would be a committee. Something,
oh, yeah.
But it'll have to be directed back at the homeowners. So,
whoa. What do you mean directed back at the homeowners?
The homeowners that are creating the problem.
Oh! I thought you meant the homeowners affected by the Sewer District 6.
No. We will. Our plan will have to have something to do with figuring out how to deal with these small lots, figuring out what to do with the
trailer park.
What we can legally do. Let me say that.
You're absolutely right.
Right. What we can legally do.
However, sadly, I have to say that you're going to have to involve the Public County Health Department, and that's already a lose-lose situation, because they're not going to work with you. I mean, they're going to, everything you ask, they're going to fight you. They're going to fight you every step of the way, but that's what I've experienced over there. So, you know.
Because if it does come back that this is too expensive, because that was the first orders of finding says, you know, the affordability, if it does come back that way, we are going to have to do some sort of plan. We're going to have to do something.
Yeah, well, but see, I'm strongly, and you're absolutely right, Denise, but I'm strongly urging you. You need to have a plan in place that when they come in here to say, we can't build this because right now at this point because it's too expensive, then you need to implement a plan that day.
So we need to start working on it now is what you're saying.
Well, yeah, because you need to go out and identify, and not just Glenwood, there's places all over this county that are dumping sewage in addition.
Okay.
And I'm not just talking Glenwood. We need a countywide clean up your act plan because, you know, I make sure my septic system's running properly. I check my leach field. I turn my diverter valves twice a year.
Right.
I make sure my and I should be penalized for.
Yeah, we're going to have to make the property owners responsible for proving that their septic's working correctly and all of that. So yeah, you're right. Yeah.
And then we also need to get a plan right now to stop the sewage flowing through into Vance Creek. You know, we're setting over an aquifer. Crowell County's over a large aquifer, and that sewage running out on the ground, it's eventually going to get into the aquifer. I mean, there's serious health issues here, and nobody at the county or state level, they don't care, because the trailer park owner told the Department of Commerce in December, well, I'm going to hook on the city sewer in a year. And like I told the lady, I said, you'll stamp that complaint resolved, and that'll be the end of that, because he told you he's going to hook in the sewer. Mm-hmm. All right, thank you for your time.
Thanks, Jerry.
Anything further for public comments? Well, at this time, let's see, I'm going to go ahead and accept an approval of minutes before we go into our next call.
Move to note receipt of them so approved by assigning the journalization. Note receipt of the CD recordization, both the official minutes for the February 24, 2020 and February 26, 2020 regular session meetings.
Second.
Further discussion? Can we call the roll?
Commissioner Creech?
Yes.
Commissioner Day?
Yes.
Commissioner Robinson?
Yes.
All right, this time we have a meeting with Assistant Prosecutor Merritt discussing Sewer District 6.
That's right. I recommend executive session for pending imminent litigation regarding Sewer District 6.
So moved.
Second.
Kim, would you call roll, please?
Commissioner Day?
Yes.
Commissioner Creech?
Yes.
Commissioner Robinson?
Yes.
Leave the door open, please.
Move to the executive session.
Second.
Kim, would you call the roll?
Commissioner Day?
Yes.
Commissioner Creech?
Yes.
Commissioner Robinson?
Yes. All right. Continue on with our business. Let's continue on with our business. Financial considerations. I'll accept a motion to approve Resolution 178, Moral Obligation and Children's Services.
Move to approve Resolution 178.
Second.
From Children's Services to St. Clair Academy, $2,493. Further discussion? Kim, would you call the roll?
Commissioner Day?
Yes.
Commissioner Creech?
Yes.
Commissioner Robertson?
Yes. I'll accept a motion to approve Resolution 179, reference authorized expenditure, $16,350 additional training for BSMA accounting software auditor.
Move to approve Resolution 179.
Further discussion? Kim, would you call the roll, please?
Commissioner Creech?
Yes.
Commissioner Day?
Yes.
Commissioner Robertson?
Yes. I'll accept a motion to approve Resolution 180, reference authorized use of county credit card landfill.
Move to approve Resolution 180.
Second.
Further discussion? Kim, would you call the roll?
Commissioner Day?
Yes.
Commissioner Creech?
Yes.
Yes. Accept a motion to approve Resolution 181, reference authorized use of county credit card JFS.
Move to approve Resolution 181.
Second.
Further discussion? Kim, would you call the roll?
Commissioner Day?
Yes.
Commissioner Creech?
Yes.
Commissioner Robinson?
Yes. Accept a motion to approve Resolution 182, reference authorized use of county credit card, veteran services.
Move to approve Resolution 182.
Second.
For the discussion, Kim, would you call the roll, please?
Commissioner Creach?
Yes.
Commissioner Day?
Yes.
Commissioner Robinson?
Yes. Set a motion to approve Resolution 183, reference authorized use of the county procurement card, EMA.
Approve Resolution 183.
Second.
For the discussion, Kim, would you call the roll?
Commissioner Day?
Yes.
Commissioner Creach?
Yes.
Commissioner Robinson?
Yes. Set a motion to approve Resolution 184, reference authorized use of county credit card, JFS.
Move to approve Resolution 184.
Sorry.
This one is for their gas credit card. That's why we have sent it in. Kim, would you call the roll, please?
Commissioner Creach?
Yes.
Commissioner Day?
Yes.
Commissioner Robinson?
Yes. Correspondence reports, accept a motion to not receive a letter from Judge Overmeyer, reference resignation of Kaylee Rivers, probate court.
Move to not receive a letter from Judge Overmeyer.
Second.
Effective February 28, 2020, Kaylee Rivers will no longer be employed through Preble County Probate Court to turn in her letter of resignation as she intends to pursue other options. Further discussion? Kim, would you call the roll?
Commissioner Day?
Yes.
Commissioner Creach?
Yes.
Commissioner Robinson?
Yes. Accept a motion to note, received three letters from the auditor, reference transfer personnel, Joyce Black, promotion of Doreen Burgess, payroll manager, new hire of Kaylee Rivers, accounts payable clerk, auditor REA.
Who did not receive the three letters from the auditor?
Second.
Effective February 24, 2020, Joyce Black has been transferred from payroll manager position to front desk coordinator. Public service position in Preble County Auditor's Office, Ms. Black's rate of pay will be $20.55 an hour with no probationary period. Ms. Black will be paid from the REA fund, and there are sufficient funds available for this position. If there is a need for additional funds, I will inform the board of such later in the year. Effective February 24th, Doreen Burgess has been promoted to the position of payroll manager for the Preble County Auditor's Office. Ms. Burgess' rate of pay will be $18.97 an hour. She'll serve a 180-day probationary period. Upon successful completion of the probationary period, her rate of pay will be increased to $19.36. Ms. Burgess will be paid from the Auditor REA Fund, and there are sufficient funds available for this position. If there's a need for additional funds, she will inform the board of such later in the year. And then, new hire, effective March 2nd, 2020, Kaylee Rivers has been hired in the full-time position of accounts payable clerk for the Preble County Auditor's Office. Ms. Rivers' rate of pay will be $15.89 per hour. She will serve a 180-day probationary period. Upon successful completion of the probationary period, she will be eligible for a 5% increase. Ms. Rivers will be paid from the Auditor REA Fund, and there are sufficient funds available for this position at this time. Any further discussion? Kim, would you call the roll?
Commissioner Creach?
Yes.
Commissioner Day?
Yes.
Commissioner Robinson?
Yes. Accept a motion to note receipt of two court entries, notice of forfeiture of property, and further consider acquiring the properties. Reference 114 East Israel Street, Eaton, and 115 East Decatur Street, Eaton.
Move to note receipt of the two court entries. Notice of forfeiture and property, and further consider acquiring the properties.
All right.
Second.
So are we in consideration of acquiring these properties? We generally aren't.
Are these the ones that we're about to...
Well,
yeah.
Those two, I mean, have more.
Yeah. I didn't see any in the stack there. I was entertained. I guess that's my point.
So,
I'm not in favor of acquiring.
All right. So, we wish to not acquire the properties.
So, the rest of these will be coming up?
No, those already have for you guys. Oh, those are just for the land utilization.
Oh, okay. I got you.
All right. Any further discussion? Kim, would you call the roll, please?
Commissioner Creach?
Yes.
Commissioner Day? Commissioner Robertson?
Yes.
So you want me to notify?
Yes.
Prosecutor's office.
Thank you. Bid recommendation award. I'll accept the motion to note receipt of a bid recommendation from the county engineer and further consider awarding the bid as recommended. Reference 2020 small paving project engineer.
Move to note receipt from award the bid recommendation.
Second.
After a thorough review of the bids received for the 2020 small paving project, I recommend that the bid be awarded to Wagner Paving Inc. 2 North Main Street, P.O. Box B, Laurel, Ohio. The total base price is $97,625. Respectfully, R. Kyle Cross. Any further discussion? Kim, would you call the roll?
Commissioner Day?
Yes.
Commissioner Creech?
Yes.
Commissioner Robertson?
Yes. Agreements and contracts. Accept a motion to note receipt and approve by signing an agreement. Reference letter of engagement agreement with local government services, $21,250, Bureau of Inspection.
Move to note receipt, I wish to approve by signing.
Second.
Any further discussion? Kim, would you call the roll?
Commissioner Creech?
Yes.
Commissioner Day?
Yes.
Commissioner Robertson?
Yes. Accept a motion to note receipt and approve by signing an agreement. Reference equitable sharing agreement and certification with the U.S. Department of Justice and Treasury. Prosecutor.
Second.
Any further discussion? Kim, my email is incorrect on this.
Yes, well.
Okay.
Okay,
all right. Would you call the roll, please?
Commissioner Day?
Yes.
Commissioner Creech?
Yes.
Commissioner Robertson?
Yes. Accept a motion to note receipt and approve by signing an agreement, MOU for transfer of funding to FCFC per OAC 5101-25401. $4,244.65, Children's Services.
Move to note receipt, I'm sure approved by signing the agreement.
Second.
Any further discussion? Kim, would you call the roll, please?
Commissioner Creech?
Yes.
Commissioner Day?
Yes.
Commissioner Robertson?
Yes. Travel requests. Accept a motion to approve the following travel requests. Reference our resolution 185, Commissioner Denise Robertson Commission. Where's the paperwork? There it is. Has requested permission to attend the Dayton Development Coalition Community Leader Fly-In, Washington, D.C., April 20th through the 22nd. Cost not to exceed $2,000.
Move to approve resolution
185. Second.
Further discussion? Can we call roll?
Yes.
Commissioner
Day?
Yes. Commissioner Robertson? Yes. And I'll accept a motion to approve the vouchers. Are there any issues?
Move to note receipt and approve by signing the vouchers.
Second.
Any further discussion? Kim, would you call the roll, please?
Commissioner Day?
Yes.
Commissioner Creech?
Yes.
Are there any additional items?
We have a packet of information. One is just to make sure we have an email to the same Marty. You guys have a separate email for information. There's also a letter in there that he's drafted up. We have a community request for an annexation petition that we received for the Village of West Alexandria. You see from the letter, he's asking the board's permission to go ahead and send the letter out because there are problems with the...
There are problems?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, he just wanted to run it these out so that you guys have them in hand or easier to read. It has to do with the state's opioid lawsuit, which I know we've discussed that we're not part of it, but from what I'm getting from this, they're asking everybody to kind of join in and be part of it regardless, and it won't affect anything else that's ongoing. So I just wanted to print out the basics of the email. There's 4 or 5 attachments to the email, so that explains a little bit more. Just wanted you guys to take a look at it, see if you are interested.
Didn't we run this by the way the last time?
You just had mentioned that, you know, we weren't part of the lawsuit, which we're not, but this letter kind of implies that even if we're not, they're like, they would appreciate it, we would consider, I guess, if it wouldn't affect anything else that we want to do. And if you want, if your decision is to just send it over to legal and see their thoughts, that's fine too. And I didn't forward it on because I wanted to make sure what you guys wanted to do before
I would strongly recommend that we forward this to legal and see what their thoughts are on it.
I agree.
Right.
They've got, at the state level, people have mixed feelings on this, and I don't see where it benefits us at this point in time, but maybe they'll tell us something there.
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, go ahead and forward it over to the prosecutor.
You also should all have an email from Marty asking about.
I would move that we enter into executive session to discuss courthouse security.
Second.
Kim, would you call the roll?
Commissioner Day?
Yes.
Commissioner Creech?
Yes.
Commissioner Robertson?
Yes. Sorry.
Move to exit executive session. We're discussing courthouse security with no action taken.
Second.
Kim, would you call the roll?
Commissioner Day?
Yes.
Commissioner Creech?
Yes.
Commissioner Robertson?
Yes.
I figured, oh yeah, I guess she's not going to come in.
They're not going to come in if they don't know we're done. Anything else?
Yes. Bob came in to talk to me about the furnaces in the DMA office. When they went to order them, the total cost of the furnaces has gone up. Well, $224.14. Well, I figured that. Is it okay if we just use building maintenance for that since it is actually a county building? And that way Dave doesn't have to.
That's fine.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Then we received an invitation to the annual SEFCO membership meeting, which I believe we talked about in here the other day. It's Friday, April the 3rd, starts at 10 o'clock. So if you're interested in going to that, I have all the information here.
Friday when? April 3rd?
To RSVP. If you're interested in running for board of directors seat, there's an election form here that needs to be filled out and sent in. And this is SEFCO. There's the minutes from the last one.
Starts at 10 a.m., you said?
Starts at 10 a.m. on April the 3rd. And they're changing their code of regulations slightly. There's no major changes, but they are changing. I think I probably forwarded these on to you already, but if not. And we also received in mail an invitation to the CORSA renewal and membership meeting, which is Friday, March the 20th.
I'll be attending that too.
Doesn't really have a time here.
Well, I think...
But they do ask that because they are talking about changing their code of regulations too, and they encourage to have those of you to have a person there who is eligible to vote, or if not them, at least the alternate.
You're the alternate, right? It's vice president is the art alternate for CORSA, right?
Should be.
Yes, but he also sits on the CORSA board already.
I don't, but it's a membership thing, so that doesn't matter.
Okay, because the National Trail Legislative launches that day, so Chris, you'll go and vote.
I will be there for both of those.
Oh, I have. I will be there for the April 3rd, the SEVCO membership.
I think we probably have Chris covered already for CORSA. I'm not sure about SEVCO meeting, so we'll get something done up for you.
Okay. Are you sure?
I think so.
Okay, we'll come up with anything. Chris, do you have anything?
Did everything go okay with the chiller out here getting swapped out?
As far as I know, we weren't even aware. I mean, we saw them coming in with it, but they were even done before the end of the day, and the parking lot was, you know, opened back up.
I saw it been switched out, and
yeah.
I'm just curious. Good.
I mean, I don't think they started it up or anything. They just pretty much made the connections and it's sitting there because we're not ready to start it up.
We're not ready for chilling.
No, we're not ready for that.
Daryl should have a crew in here this week to get ballers and signs up.
Okay. Oh, good.
Can he let us know when? Because I'm going to assume that he's going to need to close off that and we're going to need to leave the people know that.
He'll just need to be right there where the handicap stuff's at.
There's plenty of room.
Okay, so because he's just going to set the ballers.
He's going to set the ballers
lots
and put
there.
A temporary strike.
Is there nobody parking over there?
Okay, so he's going to take care of the
strike. He said he would take care of the temporary striking, set the ballers, and then whenever it dries up a little bit, we'll get with either Kyle or the city of Eaton. They said they would put a asphalt wedge in there, which will accommodate the ramp up temporarily. It's not going to be perfect, but it'll be a temporary fix.
Oh, that's good.
Until they can get in, tear it out.
Right.
But he's going to try to get it all done this week.
Okay. So am I going to need to have the drive closed off while they're setting up or anything?
Shouldn't have to.
There should be plenty of room.
They're just drilling four holes and.
If that's the case, I just have them park a truck in there.
Yeah,
right.
They could always just park a truck. Down at the end of the drive.
That's true.
But, weather permitting, but it looks like the weather's getting a little bit better.
It's supposed to be warmer this week.
Have we had any comments on the read? I have built the first commenter.
The only ones were the ones we talked about last week where we moved rats because it was switched him with the one down, you know, past him. And just what we call the one parking space on our list, from probate deputy to court administrator. Other than that, that's, you know.
So how will it work? How will it work for the current handicap spot that we're going to let maintenance use? Right, but I mean, are they going to have to paint over?
I don't think anybody.
Because it's blue.
Anybody who can, you know. Has a handicap sticker, once they see those parking spaces up there, they're not going to be going down.
No, right.
Once
and right now, maintenance has their truck parked there, so you can't see the blue.
Oh,
once they take the sign down, no one will go there. But we can
block
it.
It just looks bad.
We can block
it. I think it might have already. It will say something to, I'll either have Bob do it or say something to Daryl when they show up.
When they come in and give maintenance, and just have them go down and block them out.
Right.
I guess you notice the maintenance truck just fits in there too, and that's the one out though.
That's fine. My truck just fits in there.
Well, I wrote myself a note to park in a new spot, and it was good to see everybody. Everybody's getting used to it. We might as well get used to it.
Yeah.
So this week,
okay.
So they're gonna put the ballers in this week if weather permitting.
I talked to him Friday.
That's
great. Daryl Friday. And he's got all the stuff to shop.
I think Bob just wanted to know if they wanted to use the sign we already have.
He he's got all new signage. I told him that they all move, that way we know they're compliant.
They're compliant, yeah.
And then his question to me, just for everybody's information, was how soon do we want the full-blown thing done? I said, that's at your discretion. If we can get temporary in there, he goes, well, I've got a lot of stuff in the spring. I'd like to be able to have that. I can work it in.
Well, you're going to need it done before they start early voting for the fall. I don't know when that starts.
He's talking spring, late spring, early summer.
We told the Secretary of State's office that it would be happening in April.
Well,
they do not rule with a golden fist here.
I would just say get it on the list and get it done as soon as you can.
I just told him to work it in.
Right.
He said I may be able to get to it sooner than later. He said, but when the weather breaks, he said I've got a lot of.
They want to be here when it happens.
What? The Secretary of State wants to be here when what? Construction's going on?
Mr. Harbinger.
Well, send him a letter telling that we were going to do that this year. He can sit out there all summer. I don't care.
Well, yeah,
he realized he has no input.
Oh, I know that.
I mean, okay.
Well, evidently he does.
We didn't change anything. He's asked for every time they've done a drawing or anything, and it's totally out of line.
Hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, just as long as he's not out there micromanaging the concrete, guys.
Cool.
That's the only issue I'd have.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that sounds good. Anything else, Chris?
I think so.
Rodney, do you have anything? I also have nothing, so...
Welcome back.
Do I need to be set up with the health department and
that? No, we're going to wait.
Yeah.
We decided to wait for that.
Good job.
Accept a motion to adjourn.
So move.
Sorry.
Members for the roll.
Commissioner Green?
Yes.
Commissioner Day?
Yes.
Commissioner Robertson?
Yes.